I think the president spoke rather ambiguously there. It was not clear which agreement he is talking about. But the truth of the matter is, the constitution that is there, the draft that is there, was agreed by the representatives of the political parties, including ZANU-PF. So in terms of Article 6 of the Global Political Agreement, which is the article under which we are writing the constitution, there are clear steps to be followed. It does not provide for parties negotiating again. It's not there in the article. Only after it comes from the second or stakeholders conference does it go to referendum. ZANU-PF has not exhausted that structure which is given under Article 6 of the Global Political Agreement. It is important that we follow the agreement on how this constitution is going to be written, because it is there in black and white. President Mugabe's lawyers must inform him that there is Article 6 in terms of which we are writing this constitution, and the steps are clear.
In the event that ZANU-PF demands that you meet before the referendum or before the All Stakeholders Conference, are you going to comply?
It's one thing to meet, it's another thing to open negotiations. Right now, we are not very sure about what exactly ZANU-PF wants. For example, if you talk to one faction member, you hear this. If you talk to another faction, you hear a completely different story. So we are not sure what they want. But we will insist that there is Article 6 of the Global Political Agreement.